Welcome back, fellow paranormal aficionados. Welcome to Haunted 518. And this week, I am drinking yet another selection from the Truly Poolside Collection. This week is the Kiwi Mojito style. And I really love the flavor kiwi, and it's one of my favorites for like a spritz or a beverage, an alcoholic beverage. So add it to mojito and you can't go wrong. It's delicious. So this week we're going to delve into the Copaig and Copaig Lake area and in the 518. And this was another one that I was like pleasantly surprised by what I found there. And just, yeah, this is some of the best parts of doing this podcast, is some of the really, truly unexpected, fascinating things that I've found in these different areas. So it's pronounced Copaig, but it's spelled C-O-P-A-K-E, but locals will know pronounced Copaig. So Copaig and Copaig Lake area. I didn't think there was going to be anything, and during my research, I found some really fascinating, fun little tips. So I thought we'd start off with the most interesting of them. Of all people, Alice Cooper apparently has a paranormal ghost story from a house in Copaig. So let's get into it. At 70 years old, the former Vincent Fernier, Alice Cooper, was originally the name of the band and only later became the name of the singer, isn't really shocking to anyone anymore. The decades of boundary-pushing artists that his music and wildly theatrical show have inspired make his Halloween haunted house stage show seem almost quaint. But while he might not be the terror of the squares that he was in the early 70s, he always says it was more about annoying hippies anyway. That doesn't mean he hasn't been creating. He was last in Madison a couple years back opening up for Motley Crue on their farewell tour. Well, farewell, at least until that money runs out. And since then, he's released an album with Johnny Depp and Joe Perry called Hollywood Vampires, based on the name of his old LA drinking buddies club. Last July, Cooper released his 27th album, Paranormal, and this article was written in 2018. Maybe the most shocking thing on this album is that there are two new songs on the album are written and performed by a reunion of the original Alice Cooper band from the late 60s. They were all high school buddies originally. Genuine American Girl is a take on transgender, of course the band used to push buttons themselves by cross-dressing. And You and All Your Friends sounds like it's written from the perspective of a Trump supporter looking into the words of Michael Caine's Alfred, "Watch the world burn." The record is still helmed by his longtime producer Bob Ezrin, who also produced The Wall, Kiss's Destroyer, Peter Gabriel's first solo record. And it features guest appearances like Roger Glover from Deep Purple, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, and Larry Mullen Jr. from U2. Now, of course, the album title, Paranormal, has supernatural connotations, and in an interview with Rolling Stone, Alice himself recalls a story from the mid-80s where he said he was working on a horror movie soundtrack with Joe Perry while staying at a house in Copaig, New York, owned by his manager, the famous Shep Gordon. Alice and Joe were both coming off stints in rehab, and in the Rolling Stone interview, Cooper says, "Every time I would put something down, I'd go in the other room, I'd come back, and it was in some other place." He said the whole thing was more playful than scary, but that they ran out for the night when they experienced some loud noises they couldn't explain. "There's a basement right under us, and it sounds like somebody's moving furniture down there. It's not just a bump or a little things. It sounds like 20 people are moving furniture." Now Alice claims that Shep told him the Amityville Horror was written there, and his mother had a paranormal experience where a table moved a foot during a dinner party. It's a great story, and Alice did star in an Italian horror movie called Monster Dog in 1984, but there's no record of the author of the book, Jay Anson, writing the book there. In a Writer's Digest article from 1979, Anson says most of the writing was done from his New York City office, but he does mention writing some of the book at his sister's house as he recovered from a heart attack he had while finishing the novel. Could his sister's house have been the Alice Cooper, Joe Perry haunted house? Nope. A People article from 1978 mentions that he and his 8-year-old son were living with his sister in Rosalind, Long Island, which is over 2 hours from Copaig. Anson himself does mention that weird things happened to people who had copies of the manuscript. Dee Bunkers got mysteriously sick, and of course he suffered a heart attack, as well as dying shortly after the Amityville Horror made him a rich man. But in interviews, Anson never claimed that the Amityville story was true, only that he believed that the family believed, and it was his job to report the story and not to judge its veracity. Anyway, Alice only starts mentioning the Amityville Horror thing in interviews over the past few years. In his episode of Celebrity Ghost Stories, Cooper says that Shep told him a little boy who lived in the house drowned in a nearby lake, and Alice thought that might be the prankster who was hiding their stuff. That sounds more reasonable. But Alice and Joe Perry have told their ghost story on multiple occasions, and the singer is using it to promote his paranormal album. But beyond ghost stories, paranormal is, with apologies to the long sober singer, straight up Alice Cooper, no chaser. There are some great musical hooks, plenty of vintage tongue-in-cheek humor, and it's the kind of hard rock that Alice Cooper and Bob Ezrin pioneered. Alice has flirted with synths, drum machines, and Sunset Strip style glam, but you're not going to find any of that on this release. So I just cannot believe that of all celebrities, Alice Cooper stayed in this house and, in Copaig, and had these weird, what sound like genuinely sincere, crazy, but he calls them playful, but I would call them creepy encounters, sounding like 20 people are moving furniture. That's insane. He says Cooper remembered noting the terrifying bangs prompted himself and Perry to jet out of the house immediately. In another article from musicnews.com, it says the School's Out hitmaker met up with Aerosmith guitarist in the early 1980s at an old home in Copaig, New York, to write song for Perry's 1984 movie, Monster Dog, but the musicians weren't prepared for the supernatural disturbances they experienced during the collaboration. So first they talk about how they put something down and it was always moved. And then they say, but we knew it was real when the two road guys with us said, geez, I know I put them there and they were on the other side of the room when I came back. Although playful at first, the haunting quickly escalated in intensity. That night at dinner, there's a basement right under us and it sounds like somebody's moving furniture down there. And then they say, and it's not like the movies where you go, let's go see what that is. It was more like, do you know where the car keys are? We got to get out of there right now. So truly fascinating. It's creepy to look at also. I found on Facebook, an account called Copaig History. It's at Copaig History, Copaighistory. And one of their posts is entitled Copaig's Haunted Mansion. And they talk about everything that we just talked about, but they have a photo of the mansion too. So that is fascinating to see, and I will definitely post a photo of it. It is creepy to look at. And then a bunch of people commented some personal experiences, so I wanted to mention them. Donna Chambers mentions, a few of us teenagers one night went to the mansion. Barbara Miller knocked on the door. Alice opened it, and he was eating blueberry pie and asked for his autograph. He put a blueberry thumbprint on paper and signed it Alice Cooper. Also heard rumors it was haunted. I was 15 at the time. Talk about memories. That's so crazy. Someone named Daryl Waite said, my mom and sister cleaned it in the mid-80s. I went as a youngin'. Awesome place, but definitely creepy. I was on the third floor and shit was making noises. Scared the shit out of me. From then on, I stayed on the ground level living room with a giant hearth fireplace. I'm just looking to see if there are any other personal experiences. Very few people, someone named Jackie Sabia Bannister said, very few people that I've spoken to about Copaig even know that it exists. However, those that do describe it as an area of respite for burned out artists to go to and get their heads together, whether it be to rehabilitate or write, etc. I have heard stories about all kinds of celebrities buying up farms and estates to have their friends come chill. This was my childhood happy place, so we didn't get those stories growing up, but we did get lots of ghost stories from the older kids in our family. So, keeping on the theme of personal stories, I just wanted to tell a few more. This was submitted by Celine. We went walking at Camp Waubika, and all of a sudden my friend got lifted up and then put back down. After that happened, she didn't even know where she was. When I was trying to explain it to her, she had absolutely no idea what she was talking about. And this is from the Copaig Ghosts of America page. The next one is submitted by Lindsay. When me and my cousin went walking in a campground called Opaik Koa, but once was called Olina, I had my camera on and I was holding it up to the house. It was an old farmhouse from the 1800s. We decided to go in. Me and my cousin are very into the paranormal activity, so my father said go in and check it out. I stepped on the staircase and it creaked, and we agreed it was very cold, though outside it was 80 degrees. We walked out, and saw a very strange shadow. We thought it was one of my friends, but it wasn't. The next one is submitted by Charles. The creek at the 20 yards from the southwestern point of what is now Robinson Pond, just outside of town, on many occasions I have seen a gathering of wolves. My grandfather told me that it was sacred ground to the Mohegan Indian tribe. He told me that it was there that two Dutch trappers butchered an elder from the tribe. I have heard from several different sources that they have seen an older Mohegan Indian sitting by the stream. Whites often get a cold, uncomfortable feeling when they see the figure, so I am told. White Indians feel warmth and empowered. That was submitted by Charles. And then lastly, submitted by Vincent. There's an old red barn just outside of town where the ghost of a little girl can be seen peeking out a window where she has died falling down the stairs and breaking her neck as a child in the barn. Her daddy killed 51 cows trying to bring her back from the dead in some ritual. What? That's insane. Oh my gosh. And then I just wanted to mention a few other things about Copaig that they offer. It sounds like this happened. It's the Copaig Park's 10th annual haunted house. But this was back in 2014, so it's in Copaig Memorial Park. So I don't know if they still do it, but I wanted to mention it. And then, the haunted barn, this came up a few times, so this was an attraction that I wanted to make sure I mentioned at the Copaig Country Club. If you still have some bravery left, head to Copaig Country Club for even more scares. Meet your guide at the Greens restaurant and then embark on a terrifying journey through a dense forest. Danger lurks at every turn in this moonlit ride. In the heart of the woods sits the haunted barn, where your fright-filled quest reaches its end. Gather your friends for this group experience with ticket options for up to 5 people. So that looks creepy. So then to round out this episode, this short but sweet episode, totally unexpected episode with what I found, I wanted to mention a place called Bashbish Falls because it is not far from Copaig, and it came up in my research, and although this is not in the 518, it's so close that I thought it was worth mentioning. So the legend of Bashbish, the legend of Bashbish Falls, Massachusetts haunted waterfall. As the highest waterfall in Massachusetts, Bashbish Falls rests in all of its dramatic beauty and glory in the Taconic Mountains in the Berkshire County, adjacent to Mount Washington State Forest. Nearly 200 feet tall, its beautiful waters begin at begin at a spring in Mount Washington and trail through a series of cascades, with the final one split into twin falls by a massive protruding boulder. It continues into Bashbish Brook, joining the Hudson River and flowing into the city of Copeg. But as enchantingly powerful as the rapids are, a chilling story looms behind Bashbish Falls, making the trail to this destination one of America's most haunted. The haunting of Bashbish Falls comes from the tale of a young Mohegan woman named Bashbish. Legend says that she was accused of adultery, and for her punishment, she was to be sent over the falls tied to a canoe. However, right when her canoe tipped over the edge, a halo of butterflies appeared. When recovering the smashed canoe and her body below, only the wooden pieces were found floating at the waterfall's small base, and the young woman was never found. Sometime later, the woman's daughter, White Swan, committed suicide by throwing herself over the same ledge. Since then, more than 25 people have died at Bashbish Falls, mostly from miscalculated cliff jumps and falls. Nonetheless, hikers have explained how they caught glimpses of a woman watching them behind the moving water. Oh, that's fascinating. I knew nothing about that. So yeah, Bashbish Falls looks like an absolutely beautiful place. So although this might not be our longest episode, I just thought that was so fascinating that a celebrity even went so far as to tell their story on Celebrity Ghost Story about this unassuming small town, you know, area with this creepy looking house where it sounds like what happened in there was undeniably paranormal. So yeah, really fascinating. We're not very far from Copeg, where we are in the capital region, so I just was really, really surprised. I've never heard this story before, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. Again, another awesome episode full of like surprising little information about some cool local places. So hope you enjoyed it, and so a big cheers. And I just wanted to mention the places I got my information from. MaximumInc.com, an article by Mike Huberty, and MusicNews.com, an article, oh actually there is no author, Facebook group. It was Copeg History, ghostsofamerica.com, townofcopeg.org, hvmagazine.com, wideopenroads.com. Excuse me. So on that note, I hope you guys enjoyed it. And as always, happy haunting.